Welcome to Home Sweet Home, hosted by Leslie Lovell with co-host Pam Adams. Home Sweet Home is brought to you by Town Center Design. Visit them at towncenterdesign.com. For the next 60 minutes, we'll talk interior design, where to shop, and cover everything that relates to making your home a beautiful environment. Now, let's bring on the host and begin making your home a home. Here's Pam Adams and Leslie Lovell.
Well, hello and welcome to Home Sweet Home. We're so happy to have you here with us this lovely Tuesday morning, afternoon, right in the middle, right? 12 o'clock. We have a great show planned for you today. I am Leslie Lovell, your host with Town Center Interior Design. And Pam Adams is my co-host every week, and she does a great job. I want to say thanks, Pam, because you're always prepared.
Thank you, dear.
Sometimes I'm not, but you are.
It is my pleasure. I love helping you.
Thank you. We have such a good time on the show.
Why don't you tell our listeners about Town Center?
I'm going to tell you all about our host shtick here. Okay, I have an interior design company called Town Center Interior Design. I've been here forever. I shop at the World Market. I also shop in Los Angeles, and my prices are great. They're well below retail. So you need to call me, and you need to have a great experience. And Pam, tell us a little bit about your business.
Oh, thank you. My company is called At Your Service in Summerlin. It is a personal service concierge business servicing all of the Las Vegas Valley. I primarily handle anything related to how you live in your home, basically shopping, errands, cooking. I do a lot of meal preparation. You know, it is coming on spring here, and one of the things that I've been doing a lot of the last couple of weeks is garage reorganizations, which has been great. Everybody wants to get organized, and I'm happy to help you guys out there. Just give me a call if you have any needs.
Thanks, Pam. Well, we have a guest tonight. I kind of wanted to get started with our first guest today because I want her to sit in for the rest of the show just to have some fun with us girls and enjoy herself and ourselves, I should say. And hopefully she'll come back and visit with us again. Our guest today is Denise Bernardo, and she owns a company called The Property Guardians, and she's an LLC. And they are a house watch service serving the Las Vegas area. So I have some questions here I want to ask her, but Pam had a comment before I went into
that. Well, I was real excited to have Denise on our show today because she takes, I do some house sitting type of service as far as when people go away, watering plants, bringing in mail and things like that. But Denise's company takes it way further. She's got a great service, so I'm excited for her to be able to tell you about it today.
Thank you, Pam.
Hi, Denise.
And thank you, Leslie, for having me on the show. This is the first time I've been on a radio show, so it's very interesting. So
we'll take you right out of it. Okay, well, we want you. Well, first of all, I want to tell you how, tell everybody how we met. Okay. Denise's husband and I were online together at the deli line at the supermarket, and I heard him talking to a buddy or some guy that was standing next to him about where he was from and what he did and all this stuff, and I said, oh my God, New Jersey, yay! And I still get excited about it because, you know, it was where I'm originally from a long time ago, but he started telling me about his business, and I said, you know, that's unusual because I'm in the interior design business and I always know people that need their homes, you know, watched, and they go away for long periods of time, you know, and that's crazy. So, you know, they need someone to watch, you know, make sure there's nothing wrong, pipes breaking. God only knows what could happen in a few months when your home is left empty. So, Denise, just tell us about how you got started, why you started this business, and
We've been multiple homeowners for more than 25 years, and in the course of those 25 years, we've had family, friends, neighbors look after our homes while we're thousands of miles away, and we were running into some issues along the way where it put our friends, our families, our neighbors in precarious positions, and it kind of left us feeling a little bad for them because it's not their responsibility to watch out after our home. So anyway, to make a long story short, about 7.5, 8 years ago, we bought out here, and we were looking for a property management company to look after our home while we were away because we're from the East Coast. And we couldn't find any out here. So we were sitting by the pool one day because I always said to my husband, go to the pool because that's where you'll meet your friends and you can find out who you, you know, contacts. Mm-hmm. And we went, you know, I went to the pool and I started talking to a few of the neighbors and nobody knew of any type of a service. And I did have some friends or neighbors looking over our home and while we were away. And then one year we came into town and I was swimming in the pool and I said to my husband, you know what? This is a perfect business mm-hmm. to have when we come out here full time. So we came out here about 4.5 years ago, full time residents now of Las Vegas. And
you live in the Summerlin area, don't you?
I live in the Southwest, yes.
Southwest,
next door to Summerlin.
Right.
Okay. And but we service all of the Las Vegas area.
Right.
And what we do primarily is just take care of people that had the same issues as us when they're out of town. For long periods of time or short periods of time, we can go into their home, retrieve their mail, check for any leakage, pest infestation, possible vandalism, all the things that are necessary when they're not at home. We're also their 24-hour contact for a lot of people that do have security systems. If their alarm goes off, we go out to the property, reset the alarm, make sure everything is okay, and, we get in touch with the homeowner.
Right. That's You're talking great. That's peace great. Of mind yeah. here, I think.
That's definitely what we offer is peace of mind to the customer.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's a good thing. So who would you say are your customers?
Well, our primary customers are they're multi-homeowners, and they're from out of the country. We have China. We have Netherlands. We have Germany. We have people from the U.S. over on the East Coast, in the Chicago area, as well as locally, California and Arizona. They're a few hours away, but they don't come into town all the time. And with the way the economy has been, they worry about their home being left alone mm-hmm. for long periods of time. So we go in there and we make sure we change lighting patterns. We make sure that
good idea.
The home is secure.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's a good idea. I just want to mention that you can call in and ask Denise a question about the security of your home when you're traveling. And our local call-in number is 702-731-1230. And if you're calling from out of town and you're listening, it's 866-820-5528. We do have some more questions for you. Pam, why don't you take the next question there? Do you have it? Does the that we wanted to ask her?
Denise, does a common homeowner living in a gated or guarded community need your service as much as someone not in a gated or guarded community?
You know, it's interesting because a lot of people, especially in the guard-gated communities, are under the false security that they're safe and their home is safe. And what they don't realize is anybody can get into that gated community. I live in one. I happen to live right by the gate.
Sure, they can.
And I see the people coming and going that shouldn't be in the community. So it's very important in a gated community to have somebody oversee your house. And remember, we're not just looking at the outside of the house. We're looking for problems that could occur inside the house.
Like a plumbing leak or something.
And
like
we've
that.
Had mm-hmm. multiple, especially with the change of weather. We've had pipes burst outside the home as well as inside the home. Hot water heaters are so common for them to start leaking and possibly mm-hmm. bursting.
Refrigerators.
In the home.
Washers, I know I came home once last summer and to a big puddle of water on my kitchen floor that the refrigerator had started leaking while I was gone. Ish. So,
and again, not that we could, we can't stop something from happening. Mm-hmm. But we can be
arrest
a deterrent,
right,
and catch it before it becomes a major problem and costs a homeowner thousands of dollars.
Right.
And we have done that over and over again.
That's true. That's a scary thing.
And again, we're also a 24/7 company. So if anything should occur, customer realizes, oh, my gosh, I've just realized I left the water running in the bathroom, in the sink or they didn't take their spoilables out of the refrigerator. you know, they give us a call and we go into the home and we remove what they need to do, shut off what needs to be shut off. Lights sometimes are left on. Lots of times food is left out. Many times food is left out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And then you've got a terrible odor. Going into people's homes like that when they're gone, does this require, do you have any special bonding or insurance?
We are licensed and insured. We're a family owned and operated company, so it's only family that goes out. It's myself, my husband. We have children, son-in-laws, daughter-in-laws.
Grown children.
Yes. Well, obviously, if they're son-in-laws and daughters-in-laws. But, yes, they're grown children, that adults that go into the home. Again, we're just a family-operated
company. Uh-huh.
We're also, about 2.5 years ago, the Better Business Bureau was getting so many phone calls about us to investigate who we are and what we do that they actually sought us out and asked us if we would become members with them. And today we have an A rating and lots of no complaints at all. Only
that's good. Wonderful
only good,
to hear.
Good
that's
news.
Really good. So if I'm a multi-home owner, is it geared just to me or somebody who just has a home back east and a home here, or just visits back east a lot to relatives, or does it matter?
You don't have to be a multi-homeowner. In the summertime, sometimes in the fall, we get a lot of customers that go on vacation.
Oh.
And they don't want to stop their mail service. They sometimes need their water, their plants watered, or their fish fed, little things like that. Sometimes they're going away for a long weekend and they have a kitty cat that needs to be just looked after and fed, and we do that. So mm-hmm. It's basically whatever the customer needs, we're there to service them.
That's
we
great.
We have offered different plans. If you go to our website, which is www.thepropertyguardians.com.
That's with an S, the Property Guardians.
Guardians uh-huh. with an S.com, but I believe you can even find it if it's propertyguardian.com.
Oh, okay.
But if you go to the website, you'll see different services that we offer, as well as customized plans that we offer as well.
Is your pricing on your website?
Pricing is not on our website because even though our basic and our platinum plan, we have set pricing, a lot of times people like to customize it. And depending on if they sign a contract, the frequency of the visits to their home, everything varies. The costs vary depending on frequencies and length of contract.
Sure.
To the home.
Well, can you give us a range in price? I mean, or is that just impossible?
No.
Let's say it's for a basic home watch, if you have the basic plan.
A basic plan, once a month going in, we offer two packages. One is a 12-step package, and the other, which is 12 points of services that we offer. We go into the home, we'll flush the toilets, we'll flush the – I don't have this list in front of me.
It's okay.
But there is a list. Again, if you go to the website or you could call me and I'll be glad to tell you. But there is a list of what we do in the basic plan. And once a month, it would be somewhere around $49.99 per month for that service.
Okay, I think, your brochure here, I'm looking
at
that.
Yeah, I also have a brochure.
And
the basic plan is inspect interior and exterior property for vandalism, illegal entry, storm damage, and pest infestation. Flush the toilets, turn all interior faucets on and off, check for leakage underneath the cabinets. Ensure all entries are locked and secured. You'd be surprised how many customers leave with their windows unlocked.
Sure.
It's very common. Second floor all the time. And it's just as easy to climb into a second story window as a first floor window. We bring in the U.S. mail. We do smoke detector battery replacement. We, again, offer exterminator recommendations. We provide a checklist. So based on whatever the customer has selected, we bring that checklist into the home. Check off next to whatever he wants. We check that off that we have done what he's requested. We scan that checklist. We send it to the customer electronically, and we also leave that checklist behind. It's to ensure him that we've been there, because a lot of people say they've been there, but they haven't been there.
So what would be a range in price on that basic plan?
As I said, once per month, without a contract, is $49.99.
Oh, that's okay. Very reasonable.
And again, we're 24/7. We're your emergency contact if you have a security
alarm
system.
Yeah, alarm.
So just about any issue that arises, we're there for you, and you don't have to worry.
Isn't that great?
Wonderful. Well, really, what if somebody wanted you to come once a week while they were gone for a month, let's say?
Again, it depends.
It just varies.
Yes, it varies. I don't like to lock myself into a price because everybody has their own
list of needs.
Right. Okay.
Right. So it's kind of hard to.
What a great service.
I don't want to give prices out and then turn around and say, but you said, I don't want to be locked into that.
Because you really should look at the home and
you
see what the needs are.
Because it's also based on size of the home.
Sure.
You know, I mean, the $49.99 is based on a 35 square foot home.
3,500
square foot home. But, you know, then we can have homes that are up to 12,000 square feet. And, of course, the price is going to vary because it's the time that you spend in the home.
Sure.
And there are
some
big monsters out here that are well over 3,500 square feet.
Yes, there are.
There really are. Right?
Also, just another thing.
Uh-huh.
We also do the irrigation system, which is important. And we change air filters.
Here it is.
Oh, yeah. Smoke detectors, air filters.
Well, that sprinkler system, though, I mean, out here in the desert, you can imagine in the middle of summer, mm-hmm. if you're away for a month in July or August and your sprinkler system breaks down, you're coming back to a lot of dead plants, and it's very expensive to replace those.
Exactly. Once when my grandmother was alive in Las Vegas, you know, of course, my dad checked on her house for her, but the washing machine leaked. We're not talking leaked. It flooded the whole house, and my dad hadn't gone over for 2 or 3 days. It was a bad one.
Well, it's those rubber hoses on those washers.
I know.
We try to always make sure that the customer
they're tight
shuts that
and
shuts
the valves off.
They should shut the valves down.
Really?
Yeah. If they don't, we do.
Yeah, I hear you.
And I have to make one other comment because
we
do have customers that they like the main water shut to their home, and this way they feel that they're safe. And I am such an advocate not to do that. Because I've had so many situations, and all you can do is, you know, tell your friends what your experiences are, your customers what your experiences are. But I've had so many occasions, you go to turn on that water main, and that starts a series of issues where you have, because that water comes out in such force inside the home, you break down fittings. We've had lots of issues with that.
Pipes crack. But, lots of things.
Yeah, the pipes do crack because you're not getting the water circulating.
Right.
I know you gave your website address to our listeners out there, Denise, but why don't you tell them how they can reach you by phone as well.
You think I want to give you two numbers. Our local number is 560-6600, and we have a toll-free number also that's 888-486-4308. We also, again, have our website, which is www.thepropertyguardians.com. We do have there's a contact section on that where you could fill out what your needs are, and we'll be glad to give you a call. And
wonderful.
I look forward to hearing from anybody that might be interested in our service. I think you'll find that we are offer a definite value.
I'm glad you came on the show because I think it's important for people to know their homes are safe when they leave town, and they need to find a person to do that for them. And luckily, your company does.
Really, I think it's a fabulous business that you have and the service you offer because, you know, Las Vegas is a retirement area, and a lot of people living here have second homes. They're not here year-round at all. A lot of people. So
no, it's true.
I can't imagine that... you know, we didn't have this service before you, so great.
Yeah,
good.
It's awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. And
you're welcome.
It's really been, it was mind-boggling that people didn't have this service. I mean, I couldn't find it.
Yeah.
And we've been very fortunate. We've never lost a customer in the 4.5 years, unless they've moved here permanently.
Yeah.
Moved away?
Yeah.
They weren't traveling.
If they move here permanently. Because we have a lot of customers that they buy a home and they hope to retire here at some point.
And then they do.
And we've had some customers that have, and then we hate losing them, but we take them on as friends.
Great.
Awesome. Well, Denise is going to join Pam and I for the rest of the show because we want her to have some fun with us and kind of listen to the format because she does always listen. She's a faithful listener of Home Sweet Home, and we sure appreciate that. But we're going to take a break. This is Leslie Lovell and your co-host Pam Adams taking a break. Sue, take us out. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
And you dare.
Growing up in an interior design studio gave Leslie many unique experiences within the interior design industry. At her colorful father's side, she learned the industry through osmosis. She was having so much fun listening to her dad interact with his clients and following him to the wholesale furniture markets in New York City that she didn't realize she'd absorbed a world of information. After she graduated from design school, she was more than ready to begin a career in the industry. Growing up in the interior design field is what sets Leslie apart. She loves what she does and comes by her profession naturally. Let Leslie Lovell take you through the interior design process for your home or office. You will instantly feel at ease with her great taste, elegance, and ability to make you feel comfortable. Leslie shops in her design studio filled with great catalogs and fabrics, as well as the wholesale to the trade markets in Las Vegas and Los Angeles. A Las Vegas resident for over 25 years. Call Leslie at 702-242-2395 or email Leslie A. Lovell, L-O-V-E-L-L, at gmail.com or visit her website, towncenterdesign.com. That's Town Center Interior Design in Las Vegas, 702-242-2395.
Make all of the hours in your day count with At Your Service in Summerlin, Las Vegas' premier personal services company. From hardworking business executives to retirees looking to enjoy the good life, At Your Service in Summerlin discreetly manages clients' daily needs by taking care of time-consuming tasks. Make all of the hours in your day count by calling At Your Service in Summerlin for all of your personal service needs. Call Pam Adams at Your Service in Summerlin, 702-330-3012. 702-330-3012.
Hi, we're back. Home Sweet Home. Leslie Lovell from Town Center Design and Pam Adams from At Your Service in Summerlin. And we're going to talk a little bit today about a recipe that Pam wants to share with you. And I always love when she does that because usually it's something we wouldn't have thought of making. So,
well, I'm actually not doing a recipe today per se. What I am doing, because I thought that I love lobster. Does anybody else like lobster?
Love lobster.
Everybody in the station is raising their hand right now. Well, I love lobster. And I recently, how this happened, I decided to research it because one of my family members mentioned that there was only one way to make lobster. And there is not only one way. There are many ways. I've actually come up with four that I think are the best ways to prepare lobster, and I thought this might be something good. Should have done this at Valentine's Day, huh?
That would have been romantic.
But the first is boiled and grilled. So this is the best to me of both worlds. There's something you can do to a lobster that I learned. If you insert a wooden skewer into the lobster tail from top to bottom, lengthwise.
Kind of like a spinal.
Yeah, like a spine. This prevents the tail from curling. I know you've all made lobster tails at one point and how they curl up and then impossible to crack and get open. So this prevents that. And you can do that with all four of these methods of preparing lobster. For the boiled and grilled lobster, you want to get a large saucepan, big pot of boiling water, salted water, and get it boiling really good. Put those skewers into that lobster tail, all of them. Once the water has reached a fierce boil, you want to drop the tail in and cook it for 4 minutes. You're going to drain the tails, position them on their backs once they've cooled slightly. With a sharp knife, you want to split the soft top shell of the tail lengthwise down the middle, but do not go all the way through. You want to leave the hard shell underneath intact. So you're just going partway down. You want to pour some melted butter and lemon juice over the meat of the tails, or brush a marinade of lemon juice, olive oil, salt, pepper, garlic, and paprika over the meat, and place shell side down. on a preheated grill, shell side down. Now, if you'd like to, after you've cooked it approximately 7 to 8 minutes on the grill, you can turn it over and just for a few, you know, few seconds, really 30 seconds or so, grill the other side. But you want the meat to be opaque, no longer transparent, and you want it to be sort of firm to the touch. But don't overcook them because they will get really tough. And then obviously you're going to serve this with lemon, melted butter, or mayonnaise.
Mm. Good.
Did you bring any samples?
I should have today. It's making me hungry. The second method is just strictly boiling it if you don't have a grill and don't want to grill it. And this is done just exactly the way I mentioned the first time, only you're going to boil it for 1 minute per ounce of total weight. So if you have a 5 ounces of lobster tails, you're going to cook them for 5 minutes.
Oh, okay.
So it's very easy. When you go mm-hmm. to buy your tails, you'll know how many ounces. You'll just ask the butcher there to tell you how many ounces.
Is that
it
with
is.
Or without the shell when they measure?
It's with the shell.
Oh, so that's a little deceiving because it's, well, you got to cook it with
no,
the shell.
No, they're going to tell you when okay. you buy them, this is a, you know, a half an ounce oh. tail or whatever okay. it is. So
right.
then you'll know.
I'm just never brave enough to do that, to buy it and cook it. I really? Always order it out. But
oh, nothing's better, I'm telling yeah. you. Now, the third method is baking, baked mm-hmm. lobster tail. You preheat your oven to 400 degrees Fahrenheit. Yeah. Split the soft shell of the lobster tail in half lengthwise with a sturdy knife. So you're going through the shell. Place the lobster tail on a baking tray and bake them with melted butter. Now, in the baking method, you don't really have to put that wooden skewer in because it's the boiling and the heat and the steam
yeah.
that actually causes them to curl.
Yeah.
You can place them on the baking tray and brush them with melted butter. Bake in the oven for 8 to 10 minutes. You can serve hot again with lemon slices, melted butter, mayonnaise. And lastly, the final method is steaming, just strictly steaming. A lot of people really like it this way because steaming, you keep a lot of those nutrients in. Boiling, you sometimes lose a little of that. So steaming is a really good way to do it. You want to pour a cup of water into the bottom of a pan and add salt. Bring the water to a rapid boil. Insert that wooden skewer or cocktail stick down the length of each lobster tail. This will prevent them from curling upon steaming. Place the tails on a steaming rack placed inside the pan. I'm sure everybody's got one of those where you do vegetables or what have you. And cover with a lid. You want to steam the tails for 7 to 8 minutes. Drain and serve hot.
Sounds
good.
That's
it. There you go. So enjoy those lobster tails. I hope you'll all be cooking this week or by the weekend.
Yeah, that's cool. I want to tell you a little bit about a company I have found wholesale to the trade years ago called Nuance Handprints. Wallpapers are making a comeback, just to let you all know when they are.
Oh.
Pam and I had talked about a few samples of them that we brought into the studio a few weeks ago. They're now doing them with pearls and
jewels and things on
in the
paper.
Wallpaper.
Yeah. Amazing.
Just gorgeous. But this company, Nuance Handprints, does a wonderful thing that I just find fascinating. Say you have a picture of a flower that you want to replicate, but there's no wallpaper that does it. Say it's a wildflower, and you go, God, wouldn't this be gorgeous if I could do a wall in my bathroom with these wildflowers? Well, photograph the wildflower, send it to Nuance Handprints, and they actually come up with a design. The wonderful part about this company is that you could add your own colors. So if you send them pink swatches of where you want the colors in the flower, say you want purple flowers in a cream background or, you know, this color green leaf, whatever, they will do whatever. I love their prices. They're not really pricey. They do have a minimum rollage. I think it's like 4 rolls or something. You can't order 1 roll of something. But still, it's a great way to get a look that no one else has. I've done kids' rooms with it, kids' names, which is great. Like, say Anthony wants his name all the way around the room, you know, and his mom wants to do that for him in a kind of funky lettering system or whatever. You can do that. You can do anything. So I love these companies that customize, that do things that no one else does, because anybody could go to a wallpaper store and pick something out of a book, and it's the same old most of the time.
And how do you get a hold of these people or find out about this company? They're based other than, of course, calling me, you, which I think everyone should do.
Call your designer. I particularly love the line and have it. It's called Nuance, N-U-A-N-C-E, handprints. But they do work with the trade only, I believe.
Oh, okay. So they need to call you.
They
all
need
right.
to call
Leslie,
designer.
Everybody. You want this beautiful wallpaper?
Well, I'll tell you why they do, because a lot of laymen out there, you know, they're accountants and lawyers and doctors and business owners, and they don't know how to write up an order and tell somebody which colors to use and where to put the colors. That's our job, you know, and it confuses the heck out of them, and then they go, well, what am I supposed to do?
Right.
So that's why these companies like to deal with people who are experienced, you know. Pam, I wanted to talk for a moment about sunsets. Our beautiful sunset.
Photography contest.
Yeah, we have an amateur photography contest coming up for the spring, but I'll let Pam elaborate in a minute, because I want to just mention to her that I think we should call on students at UNLV who are studying photography and CCSN, because these are the kids coming up that are going to be our future photographers for the media.
I agree.
And I will definitely make a point. I'm making myself notes today to do that, to call the colleges and see if some of these kids who are very talented want to get in on this sunset contest.
What a good idea.
So take it away.
Yeah, we have an ongoing contest for you amateur photographers out there. We are asking that from March the 20th, and that is coming up very soon, through July the 22nd, 21st, or whatever. It's actually spring.
Yeah.
So the start of spring starts on...
I thought it was June, the start of spring. That's summer?
Yeah,
oh, that's
summer.
Right. I mean, the start of summer is June.
Hello. Spring starts March 20th, and it runs through July 22nd,
really?
I guess it is.
God.
Or June 22nd, June. I'm sorry.
June. We can't get our months straight.
Just send them in.
I don't care what the heck
month
it is.
March, April, May, and
if it's hot,
June.
Send it in.
Yeah. If you'll take photographs of sunsets anywhere on the West Coast, it doesn't have to be right here in Las Vegas,
right.
And send those to us. We have got some photography friends of ours, some professional photographers that are going to kind of judge those photos. And we've got some prizes that will be awarded at the end of this contest. So please send us those photos. You can send to Leslie at Leslie A. Lovell. That's love with two L's at gmail.com. Or you can send them to me, Pam Adams 471 at gmail.com. You can also go to our Facebook page, and you can get information there. Contact us on that Facebook page if you'd like. That's a Facebook page for the show. And the way you get there is facebook.com/homesweethomeradio.
Right. That's great. And, you know, if you have friends or family out there that you know love taking pictures, and I know you all know someone that loves to go, oh, stop the car, I want to take a picture of that.
Take a photo,
there's a lot of people that do that.
Oh, yeah.
Especially with camera phones now. And the quality is getting better on these camera
phones.
Oh,
it's excellent. I was just up at Red Rock doing that 13-mile scenic drive I had never done. I've only been here 2 years, but I never gotten up there yet.
I know.
And it was... it was so beautiful. I took I couldn't resist the picture, the mountains and the sun. Oh, it was just gorgeous.
I know.
Was not a sunset. But I took my cell phone camera and took a bunch of pictures. They were beautiful.
I know.
All right. Our illustrious
sound girl,
but she has a better title. What is that title?
Engineer,
of course.
Excuse us. Spank us later.
Has just given me a note that the first day of spring is March the 20th, and the first day of summer is June the 20th.
Well, maybe we'll remember that next week.
Yeah.
My God.
So this is terrific.
I'm
okay,
paste
guys,
that
send
to
in
my
those.
Chest.
sending those photos to us.
I know.
And,
you know,
Leslie, yeah. Tell them about one of the. Well, we're going to do a Williams Sonoma gift basket.
Yes,
Williams Sonoma barbecue stuff.
Barbecue.
Yeah.
I want to just say too that I took a little short day trip this weekend with my cousin on Sunday to Bonnie Springs Ranch. I know a lot of you have been there with those little petting zoo and the little, you know,
I was just there 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, it's really cute. Great. And oh my God, it was jam-packed because Sunday was a beautiful day.
Yes.
And I got to tell you, we had to take the train, the little choo-choo, park way out in you know where, and take the choo-choo in. And I'll tell you, that was an experience. It goes about 1 mile an hour. And we were like, oh my God, thank God it wasn't hot. But
you could have parked up by the restaurant.
Well, you tried. There wasn't a spot.
Oh, it was
there
that
crowded? There must have been like 200 people there.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
So I got kind of stuck. And then, so what really held everything up is we're on our way out there, and there must have been like 10 burros.
Oh, they're
road,
all over the place.
Always. And these guys
don't feed them,
wouldn't
but
get
everyone
out of the road.
Does.
Yeah. I know. They wouldn't get out of the road.
No, they
so
don't.
So you just have to sit there and wait until they decide to move, and they are something else, I'll tell you. But talk about photos being snapped. Oh, my goodness. There must have been, like, tons of photos being taken
I'm
at
sure.
that time. It was a lot of fun, though, just to have the little kids look at it. And, you know, we do have some fun stuff out here, actually. But it's a good thing. But anyway, we're going to take a short break, and we'll come back in a few minutes and talk about some more things that are interesting. So I'm Leslie Lovell at Town Center Interior Design. Pam Adams at your service in Summerlin, and you're listening to Home Sweet Home on KLAV Talk Radio Las Vegas. We'll see you in a minute.
Growing up in an interior design studio gave Leslie many unique experiences within the interior design industry. At her colorful father's side, she learned the industry through osmosis. She was having so much fun listening to her dad interact with his clients and following him to the wholesale furniture markets in New York City that she didn't realize she'd absorbed a world of information. After she graduated from design school, she was more than ready to begin a career in the industry. Growing up in the interior design field is what sets Leslie apart. She loves what she does and comes by her profession naturally. Let Leslie Lovell take you through the interior design process for your home or office. You will instantly feel at ease with her great taste, elegance, and ability to make you feel comfortable. Leslie shops in her design studio filled with great catalogs and fabrics, as well as the wholesale to the trade markets in Las Vegas and Los Angeles. A Las Vegas resident for over 25 years. Call Leslie at 702-242-2395 or email Leslie A. Lovell, L-O-V-E-L-L, at gmail.com or visit her website, towncenterdesign.com. That's Town Center Interior Design in Las Vegas, 702-242-2395. Whether you're a hard-working, busy executive or a retiree looking to enjoy the good life, At Your Service in Summerlin, Las Vegas's premier personal services company, discreetly manages clients' daily needs by taking care of time-consuming tasks, from decorating for the holidays, planning and preparing for a special event, to managing your daily lifestyle, with tasks such as organizing your home and office, shopping, errand running, and meal preparation. Let At Your Service in Summerlin provide you with high-quality, professional personal services. At Your Service in Summerlin is proud to extend the red carpet to all of its clients. The task could be as simple as setting an appointment or as complex as planning a black tie affair. Make all of the hours in your day count. Call today for more information. Call Pam Adams at Your Service in Summerlin, 702-330-3012. 702-330-3012. You're listening to Home Sweet Home, brought to you by Town Center Design. Visit them online at towncenterdesign.com. Now, here again, Pam and Leslie.
Hi, we're back with Home Sweet Home. I'm Leslie Lovell, and I'm here with Pam Adams, my co-host. And she has some design questions for me from emails, and I have some questions for her. So I think Pam was going to start.
Yeah, Leslie, I wanted to ask you, somebody wrote in last week and wanted to know if they had this is something that I'm interested in too, because I've often had this thought. If I've got a fabulous area rug or just something in the house or an accent pillow that I really, really love for some reason, can I use this as a basis to start designing a whole room, like my family room or a bedroom or an area of the house?
Oh,
if I've got just a rug or a pillow or something that I particularly love?
That happens
a lot. Or a fabric?
It happens a lot. People say to me, you know, I have this absolutely stunning couple of pillows that I've collected over the years, and sometimes they're really beautiful, like birds, beautiful birds in silk or something like that. There's so many beautiful things out there. But what do you think about me using these colors to coordinate in my room, to put everything together, and we'll use, you know, whatever fabrics to go with? I'm like, great, because that gives me a really good start for them.
Mm-hmm.
And with an area rug, too, because area rugs are so large. They take up a ton of space in a room, and it's really a piece of art. I don't look at it like a place to put your feet, even though it is. I really look at it more like art on the floor. So if you have a great area rug that you feel is with the times, that is with the look that you like, sometimes they're not with the look you like so much, so maybe you don't want to use it. But if they are, if it's a great pattern and you think you might want to pull colors out of it, yeah, I think it's a great idea. And you can always find things to go with it.
So how do you actually do that, Les? If I mm-hmm. were to say, here's this rug I have mm-hmm. that I love,
mm-hmm.
design the room around it.
Well, first of all, I'm going to pick, if the client, he or she needs new sofa or chairs or whatever, I'm going to pull a neutral out of that rug, probably to do the sofa and chairs in, and then pull some beautiful prints that coordinate with the area rug and use them as accents, like pillows, Roman shades, cornices,
mm-hmm.
whatever, art that probably will fill mm-hmm. in, you know, work there. But I'll always, always use a neutral on the backgrounds of the sofas and chairs, because I want the rug to be the art piece in the room.
Right.
If I start using prints on the sofas and chairs, I'm going to fight the rug.
Well, that's true.
Which I don't want to do.
You know, one thing that I like about style today, and mm-hmm. correct me if I'm wrong, because mm-hmm. you're the style expert here,
mm-hmm.
but you know, and nothing is matchy-matchy anymore.
No,
the same
we
with
don't
our
matchy,
wardrobe
matchy.
And our clothes. People are, I mean, you want to obviously
right.
Blend.
Of course.
But you can use prints and stripes and different designs.
But they must
each
be
other.
Smaller scaled and they must be delicate, because when you use big stuff fighting each other, it's dizzying.
Absolutely.
So you have to be very careful how you coordinate your prints. And yes, it is great to do that. But when it gets out of control, when a lot of the prints are big and none of them are small that can, you know, kind of balance it out, you have an issue. So it's best to call a person like me to find the right patterns.
Well,
to mix
absolutely, because there really yeah. is an art to knowing what you can put together and not have
absolutely.
It look kind of funky.
Absolutely,
so,
and I
yeah.
love stripes with florals, but if they're too wide or they're too colorful and too bright, sometimes you lose the rug and then all you see is the stripe.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So
right.
you have to be careful. But
well,
that was
thanks,
a good
Leslie,
question.
Thanks, Leslie, for that.
You're welcome. I have a question, Pam, that came in for you also.
Oh, thank you.
This is a good one for your business. It says, I have tons of old photographs in two large boxes and haven't had the energy to go through them. Although some are precious to our family, and I don't want to discard them, can you help me go through them to select the ones I want to keep and frame, and then design some sort of a filing system for the ones I want to keep but don't want to discard? I do not want tons of photo albums to store somewhere.
Right, right. I think, you know, I feel the same way. I mean, I know people that have dozens and dozens and dozens of photo albums, and they sit there and rarely get ever even looked at. So I absolutely can help with this job. I certainly do organization, home, office, whatever it is, and for your business or for just your personal life. In this instance, what I would recommend doing is selecting the photos. You know, every now and then you want to change out your photos anyway. I mean, you've got photos of the kids when they were 2 and now they're 20, or 22, you know, you kind of want to maybe put those up. And if you're averse to photo albums, there are many things we can do. We could set up a filing system, just the old-fashioned filing system, where you put your, you know, if you want the physical photo, and you put them in by dates, or you could put them in by the family member or whoever it is. There's, you know, have you've all seen those electronic photo frames?
Mm-hmm.
You can put a ton of photos on those frames, and or in there, because they're all done with our technology today.
Yeah, which is great, which is really great.
And you can put those in there, and usually they use a thumb drive or a CD or whatever, and store them there. You know, I would recommend, photos are like anything. They're going to fade out over time if they're not protected and sealed well. If you only have a physical photo, I'm recommending that we scan that photo, we put it on a disc, we put it on a CD.
Good idea.
And we store it on your computer.
Yeah, good idea.
That or at least on this electronic media, because you're not going to lose it. You can lose it if you don't. But there's all kinds of things we can do to make a collage, a wall assortment of photographs on your wall. If you've got a nice hallway, I've done that for people where we if you want family members.
Mm-hmm.
On the hallway, we can do that too. But
I
let's
like
change
too.
Them out for the make them relevant to
get it up,
you know,
to date.
Today.
And sometimes your framing can be kind of goofy looking after a while.
True,
you know, it
absolutely.
Just, Denise, did you have a question?
No.
Oh, you just wanted to add something?
No, I was just going to say that as a gift to my family, one year I collected a bunch of pictures, and I went to someone who put all these pictures on a disc, and it was set to music, and
uh-huh.
they have this as a treasure.
Oh, that's so nice.
It's memories back from when we were children.
Isn't that nice?
So it really came out beautiful.
I know.
You
that's
know,
a
that,
great idea.
That is wonderful, and you just made me think about a business that my cousin, I have a third cousin who just started a new business back in, he's in Indiana, I think he is. No, Rock Island, Illinois. That's mm-hmm. where he and his wife live. But he has started a business. Well, it's in the same neck of the woods there, where they're doing family histories. He's videotaping family histories.
Not
where,
great.
Yeah, and that made me think, and putting it onto disc for people, so that rather than used to be grandma, grandpa gave the family history and the lore verbally, and you had to remember it. I know I've lost most of my family, and I called my mom's cousin, who's the only, she's eight in her 80s, and
right.
she's the only living older relative I have, to ask, you know, some questions about my background and that I'd forgotten.
At that age, they don't remember, too.
Well, she did. This gal is amazing. Oh, no. Let me tell you, Denise, this gal is amazing. She sat there on the phone with me, and she's 87 years old, and she talked about, with that nothing in front of her, no notes, no nothing about the, she knew the dates of everybody, their birth dates, when they were born, when they died, where they lived. And I'm talking, these were great-grandparents of hers even. So I was able to gain information. But the problem with that, as we know, is if it's verbal, oral, lore, handed down, history, it's not going to, you know, there's so many chances of it being lost or misinterpreted.
I have something to compare that to.
What?
Pam and I belong to a cooking club. It's freaking hilarious.
Gourmet cooking club.
Yes. But sometimes we play this game after we eat and we're a little buzzed. It's really funny. And we go around the room and we whisper in somebody's ear, I know you know this game. And then by the time it gets to the person it started with, this little story we tell, it's so funny. I can hardly stand it. It's hilarious.
Well, that is
so that
because people can't hear
lore.
Too well, some of them. So, yeah.
That's lore for you.
But anyway, we can put this stuff now on electronic media. We can put it on CDs. And, you know, one of the services that I offer with my business, At Your Service in Summerlin, is computer training in computer operation, and I can organize all those photos and things for you that you might have if you are using a computer today. We can put all those photos, we can scan them and put them all on your laptop or your desktop.
Okay, give me another question, girl.
All righty. All right, Leslie. Let me see. I've got a list of them here from different people.
Okay.
A customer's written in that or listener that they want a very unusual look for their master bathroom.
Oh, that's a good one.
Master bath. They're tired of the same old cabinet with two sinks dropped in into it, and a large wall-to-wall mirror. Can you give us some new ideas, please?
Yes, I can give you some new ideas. Well, recently I found a photo that I loved in a magazine where they took two smaller commodes and put them side by side with marble tops and then two separate mirrors with separate lighting. And it takes up the same space that one long cabinet takes up, but it doesn't look like your same old, same old, same old.
Uh-huh.
So I suggest that you go through some magazines or call your designer, preferably me, and ask me to come out and give you some ideas on what you can do other than the same old that you've been doing for years.
Leslie, tell our listeners how they can get a hold of you on the phone, would you?
Sure. Just call me at 702-242-2395 or email me, which a lot of people do, at leslieaLovell@gmail.com. And, you know, I'd be glad to even, you know, sometimes I just talk to people on the phone about what they want.
Sure.
Give them a little direction, you know, which way to go. And you know what people ask me a lot, too, is about paint color because they get so confused when they go to the store.
Uh-huh.
So that's a big one.
Absolutely. Well, really, designers really, are important. You want your home to look beautiful.
It's a really, really big one. But bathrooms are... you can do a lot of cool stuff in bathrooms today. I mean, you can make them look like living rooms, which I love. If you have a bathroom that's big enough, really make it into a luxury spa for yourself because, you know, now we're thinking spa bathing and not the typical, oh, I'm just going to take a bath. Now we want for sure to have it set up beautifully, smell beautifully with candles and the lighting and bring your little glass of champagne and a plastic flute into your bathroom and relax. And, you know, we all need this today. We need this downtime.
You know what I love? I love the unusual sinks that
too.
They put into. You'll
beautiful.
Go into a beautiful restroom in one of the casinos or in a lovely restaurant, and they'll have these amazing sinks
bowls.
Of bowls of glass or marble or just all kinds of stone. I mean, I love that.
Oh, you can
and the stainless look. Yeah,
I know. I have a friend who owns a glass business here. She's not only a stained glass artist, but she makes those bowls.
Mm-hmm.
If you went into her showroom, you would die. I mean, they're absolutely fabulous, and you can do anything you want to do. If you have, you know, a little design that you've seen that you love, she'll put it right in the glass for you. So you really can do some great stuff. Pam, did you want to talk real quick about
horoscope?
Yeah,
we've got about maybe 2 minutes left here in the show today. So
just do today's,
maybe. We'll just do today, but you know, we're Pisces right now. We're in the Pisces sign, and every week I do a little thing on the horoscope for you. So if you're born February 19th to March the 20th, you're a Pisces. And if you were born today, you are an exceptionally hardworking individual who possesses much devotion and dedication to whatever you do. You seek balance, harmony, and beauty in your life, and you work tirelessly to achieve these things. You are responsible and concerned, and you do what is expected of you and more. Ooh, I like people like that.
Yeah, I do.
You are
too.
Gifted in the arts, but you never dismiss practical concerns. You can be driven by the fear of lacking, and you never forget your roots.
Wow.
Famous
really
people
good.
That you share a birthday with today, if you are born today, Elizabeth Barrett Browning, who we know is a Victorian-era poet. Rob Reiner, the comedian. Shaquille O'Neal, the Lakers basketball center.
Wow, a lot of famous people.
Ed McMahon, the comedian, game show host, and announcer for Johnny Carson's Tonight Show. And last but not least, and I'm sure there are others, but the ones I pulled up, Tom Arnold, who we know is an actor and comedian and was once married, I think, for 4 years to Roseanne Barr.
Yes.
So happy birthday,
happy
all you
birthday
Pisces.
To Pisces. I want to do a special shout out to sometimes our co-host when Pam's away is Andrea Chestnut is this month. And we want to wish her a big birthday, and I won't say which one because I'll really make her mad.
Well, but she's beautiful. She should be.
She's gorgeous.
Feel good how she looks.
Know.
Yeah.
But we're going to sign off now, and we want to say have a great week. We want to thank our guest, Denise Bernardo.
Thanks, Denise.
For coming in today.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate it.
The Property Guardians, and I'm Leslie Lovell with Town Center Design, Pam Adams.
And Pam Adams at your service in Summerlin.
And you're listening to Home Sweet Home, KLIV Talk Radio Las Vegas. Have a great week, guys.
Bye, everybody.